So, hi, my name is Piotr Lewski, and today I'm going to talk about C++ what? So, let's start with something easy. So, as you can see this code, you probably think that the type of a map is some kind of map, right? But in fact, it's not. It's integer. And this is, of course, because you can use this operator, the square bracket operator. And it's just a pointer arithmetic, right? Of course, if you will see 42 of t, then it will be what, right? Okay. Yeah, so the first question, of course, is does this code compile? And the answer is, of course, yes. And to answer the question, what does it do, I will firstly indent this code. And this code is equivalent to this code, which is empty lambda call inside lambda. So it do nothing. And this compiles because we have diagraphs in C++. What? Okay, so C++ has a very nice feature, and you can put URLs inside the code like this without any comment. But in fact, there is some kind of bug, and you can put only one URL in your code. So let me print some what, and C++ also has some very nice operator that do something like this, n goes to zero, right? And it works. And of course, many times you hear about self-documenting code. And guess what? C++ has a way to document code without comments. You can do it like this, right? Just and the thing is that you probably think that this thing will print what and some question marks. But in fact, it will print what and line, because we have triagraphs in C++. Okay. Did you know that you can put you can surround every block with a try-catch block? So you can do something like this, right? So this looks madness, but in fact, this is the only way to catch exceptions from initializer list. So, in fact, this is not what. This is very nice feature, right? But, of course, if you will see it the first time, then this is probably what. Okay. So, in this example, we have a type def, long ll. We have two functions. First, that takes something by unsigned ll. And second, let's say unsigned long. And then we call function with two ull. And you will probably think that this function, this thing will not compile because we have the same signatures, right? And the fact is that it will call the second function and everything will compile. And this is because you cannot glue types like this. After unsigned, the ll is only a variable name. So, what? Okay, does anyone know how to call destructor explicitly? Nobody. Okay, so of course you cannot do something like this, right? Because it won't compile. The integer is POD, so it doesn't have any member functions. But in fact, you can do something like this. So as you can see, we are using, and then we can call destructor on it. And this is totally fine. What? Okay, so let me tell you a story about Nick Levitsky Reolog. So there was a contest called Undefined Behaviors Consequences Contest, and Nick was working in a LVM Clang team in Google, and he found out this code. which has undefined behavior, but you can probably not see it on the first time. And what he did is he wrote special thing to the compiler, so it will compile it in a funny way. So as you can see, this code is very easy, right? We are calling malloc, then we are calling realloc on the same pointer, which will return the same pointer. Then we are putting one to this pointer, then two, and then just to make sure we are checking if p equals q. And if you will compile it with clang, you will be like, yeah, so I have these two pointers that points to the same value, which is one and two. Right? This is like, and I'm not even mad about this. this is amazing. And in fact, the undefined behavior here is when you use pointer p, because you cannot use pointers after realloc. And this is not something that everyone knows, right? Okay, what will happen? And you know, of course, in C++, this thing you would probably think like, okay, this thing will either clear, or it will do nothing, right? And in fact, C++ is some kind of quantum language, and both things can happen, right? Because it's undefined behavior. And you know, I didn't have even comment for this, so I will just put this cut. Okay, so this function calls looks perfectly fine, right? And in fact, the second line will not compile because we are calling main with int and log int, right? This is obvious. And for example, if we have a function that takes one integer and we'll put extra parentheses, then of course we'll call this function with 5, right? This is obvious. Okay. So let's see some cool optimizations. So this function, of course, has undefined behavior because we are trying to access the fifth element of the table. And if you will compile it with clang, it will produce something like this. Return true. And you will be probably like, excuse me, what are you doing? And in fact, the clang is doing a very good job. You would probably ask like, okay, why does it doesn't return false or something? So in fact, the undefined behavior only triggers when you will hit the fifth element. So clang assumes that we will not get to the undefined behavior. And if we will not get to the undefined behavior, it means that we will find the thing in the table. So just return true. What? Okay. So this code has, so we'll check if Fermat laws applies. So we have three integers, we have loop that will never end, right? If the law works. And this code doesn't have any undefined behaviors. There is no integer overflow, anything like this. And if we'll call this function and say like, okay, Fermat laws, if we'll return one, that means that Fermat doesn't work, right? And we'll probably never return zero because this is an infinite loop. So if we'll compile it with clang, what you will get is Fermat last theorem has been disapproved. It doesn't work. And you'll be like, what's going on, right? The compilers are not smart enough to disapprove flaws or something. And in fact, this is 100% standard compliance, because if you have an infinite loop or something like this, and it doesn't modify any volatile integers or something like this, it doesn't have side effects, then we can optimize it away, right? Like this. We don't have to prove that this loop will ever end, so we can just return one. Okay, so many times we have something like this. We construct another set, and then we want to copy everything to vector and sort it. And this code, if you write it and you run it, it will probably seg fault. And this is because we are trying to build good visitors, the vector good visitors with itself. And you're probably like, what's going on? What why does it even compile? It's obvious that this is wrong, right? And in fact, C++ standards have a rule that if you declare a value, if you declare some object, you can just use it whatever you want. And in fact, this is not a bug. This is a very useful feature. So I guess all of us have ever used scanf, right? And all of us forget to put the ampersand before the thing that we want to put value inside. So guess what? I have solutions for this. Okay, but firstly, I will show you what error will you get if you run GDB. It's like segmentation fault, no such file or directory. So useful, right? So I have solution for the scanf thing. Let's just assign value to address of itself, right? And now, if we call scanf, everything works. We just put the address. Okay, so let's talk about braces. So in C++ 11, we have something called new syntax, right? To initialize variables, and this is a brace initialization. So in this example, we are trying to build a vector with one string inside, right? And of course, this thing will produce one and print the element with cpcon. And of course, if we will put the three variables, the same thing will happen, right? We will have three elements, and each of them will be cpcon. And in fact, if we will put two variables, then of course, this thing will happen. And the most funny thing is that if you put the two other variables, then it will crash. And so, of course, what programmer meant, and you know, this is C++, right? So. So, of course, what programmer meant is I want to do something like this, right? Instead of putting this new syntax, I want to put just call constructor like this. Or I want to do it like this, right? And what compiler did is that, okay, so let's build the vector from initialize the list, which is okay. But then, let's build this string with two iterators. What can go wrong, right? Okay, thank you. And in fact, I have 1 minute more, so I can show you one thing. So I would just only have time to ask you one question. So how to define a function that you will not be possible to call in any way? And what I mean is we will not have any syntax to call this function. So I will give you 30 seconds to think about it, and I will give you the answer. Oh? Okay, wait 30 seconds. And of course, I'm not talking about things like marking function as delete or something. Everything has to compile. We just don't have any syntax or way to call some function. Okay, so who knows? We have two people? Three maybe? Okay.
You just write main and then semicolon.
No, I don't. This is you can call the main, right?
No.
Why? No, I mean, you can define some other function that we'll call main, right? Why? Okay, I have other solution, which is much smarter. So, if we'll do something like this, this is just inside a struct or class. Then we will not be able to call either this constructor or this operator, because the type of the T will not be, the compiler will not be able to deduce the type, right? And because those two functions doesn't have any name, we cannot specify the type, right? This is very smart, right? Okay. Okay, that's all I got. Thank you.